plan is for a combined heat and power station utilizing straw, agricultural waste, and also drying of grain and other produce.
So how will it work? Can you describe some of the products that will go into the plant and explain what it's transformed into?
The primary feedstocks that we will be utilising are wheat, barley, rice straw, canola straw. Secondary fuels will be corn stalks, cotton stalks, cotton gin trash. There's different processes for each of those. Basically, the straws will come in 4x4 bales. These bales are stored within a huge storage area. They run along a conveyor belt, are then finally chopped up and blown into the boiler. The secondary feedstocks are blended and mixed with the straws. They are then briquetted into briquette blocks, which look like a log. These are then stored. They then go along a conveyor and can be then crushed and go in as a secondary fuel source into the boilers. These log briquettes can also be used as fuel for or secondary fuel for existing power stations, coal-fired power stations, as an addition to the coal. They can also be used by the public as an alternative to wood logs, such as, you know, red gum, etc. It's a green alternative. And that's about it on the fuel stock.
So you'll be using those briquette blocks to create energy at the plant, is that right? Or you'll also be selling them?
They will be used as both. They will be used as a secondary fuel source, a secondary stored fuel source, and for the retail, wholesale, commercial and private sector sales. We'll be promoting those throughout Australia.
How much energy will this plant create a year?
In the terms of electrical energy, it will be producing 100 megawatts. But to maximise on efficiencies, we use a technology called CHP, which is combined heat and power. The power being the 100 megawatts we've just talked about. The secondary is surplus heat after it's passed through the turbines. This can be used for multiple purposes. Such as heating greenhouses, heating buildings, drying fuels, drying fruits, whatever you can use surplus heat for. There is 160 megawatts of surplus heat that we will be using.
How significant is the size of it and the amount of energy it'll produce?
As I've pointed out, 100 megawatts of electricity power and 160 megawatts of heat power. The physical size of it, the barns will be approximately, there's two storage sheds, which are 1.5 kilometres long and 36 metres wide. Within those sheds is contained overhead cranes for lifting straight off transport into the storage areas.
Are there other projects like this in Australia, and how does it compare to other ones around the world as well?
There isn't another project like this in Australia. I believe something smaller was being planned in southern Australia. The technology is very much more advanced within Europe what I believe there are I think in excess of 15 plants within the UK and over 100 throughout Europe.
Why choose Collyambly?
I visited my family one day in Collyambly, and it's a massive irrigation agricultural area, and the available feedstocks and biomass that is available in Collyambly is vast, is huge. Now, there is no market for that waste in Collyambly because of logistical reasons. reasons. In southern Australia, Victoria, it tends to be used for horse bedding and that kind of thing. But it's mainly agriculture and irrigation agriculture in Cooleyambly. So it's not used and it's burnt off within the paddocks, which personally I feel is a huge waste when it could be reutilised and recycled.
How much is this project going to cost?
It's going to cost in excess of $500 million.
Right, because I saw $390 million in the application. It's more than that.
It's progressed on from that in that we've got interested parties that are looking to be involved, which will possibly mean more equipment.
And so has funding been secured yet?
We have several interested funders from different areas of the world. But there's two particular funders that that we're working with, who are very keen to fund the project 100%.
So when would you be hoping to have funding secured by?
Hoping to have funding secured by early 2019.
How much agricultural waste will go into this each year, and is the plan to source it all locally?
The plan is to source it all locally, otherwise it wouldn't have logistical greenhouse savings. So we plan to get all the feedstock from within a 100-kilometre radius. We will be utilising over 100 million tonnes, over a million tonnes of feedstock.
So that's quite a lot. And how would you get it to the site, and what arrangements would you have with local farmers?
We have a secondary contracting company that will be harvesting the feedstock. There are several companies or several existing large companies that are very interested in getting involved in this, that are willing to fund the massive amount of equipment that will be required. We will be utilising local labour, local farmers to drive this equipment, in addition to doing their own harvest.
How have local farmers reacted? Have you had much of a response, much interest in people supplying straw?
A superb interest in supplying the straw. On our website, we've already had now over 12,000 hectares registered already. A huge interest. Basically, it adds extra funds into their pocket, as well as making savings on greenhouse gases and emissions and smoke, etc.
How long has this project been in the works for?
It's been an ongoing feasibility study now for just short of 3 years. It's very definitely feasible. There is more than sufficient feedstock within that 100-kilometre radius. But the technology being new to Australia and pioneering to Australia, it's all a case of getting it through the getting appropriate consents, etc.
I went to a forum about biomass energy and in Griffith last year, and there was a lot of interest from local farmers and whatnot, but there was just, you know, the feeling of it is so new and that who's going to be the guinea pig. Is it a big risk taking this on, trying this, you know, new technology and on such a large scale?
If you're talking about the biomass energy exhibition that was in Griffith. I attended that exhibition. I was at that exhibition. Yes, it is a very large project. I believe it to be something that needs to be done within Australia. You have a huge amount of feedstock available in Australia. It's a massive resource that is currently not being utilised to its fullest potential. It's one of the best areas I can think of at the moment within Australia for feedstock availability.
What other kinds of benefits are you expecting this project will have on the local economy? You know, how many jobs?
Construction staff is estimated to be in the region of around about 350 across a 2 to 3 year period. The ongoing employment is expected to be in the region of 110. That's for both harvest and for plant operation. We expect there to be a huge uplift in the local economy. You know, this is very pioneering in Australia, and it will help in massively reducing greenhouse effects and help to promote this new technology within Australia.